unless you're a professional. Insurance, including insurance legislation, can be confusing. And let's be honest, sometimes the proposed policies even get to be a little too much for the lawmakers. Senator Nancy Dietert, a Republican from Venice, says that could be the case with a measure proposed by Senator Jeff Brandis, a Republican from St. Petersburg.
You just have so much in this bill, almost probably too much.
Brandis's bill would make a variety of insurance-related changes in a number of different areas. For example, it would give people the option of using an electronic proof of insurance. So Brandis says drivers would be able to keep that proof on their smartphones. And while Brandis did his best to explain exactly what his bill would do, some questions got a little tough even for him. And that's when lawmakers call in the experts.
Let me refer to Mark Delegal. He can specifically answer that question because I know you're going to get in the weeds pretty quickly.
I've got my weed whacker and my Roundup out here.
The panel of lawmakers also considered a measure that would let insurance companies send policy information via email. And finally, they heard some heavier issues, like a piece of legislation involving the state's Hurricane Catastrophe Fund, or CAT Fund, which Senator Jeremy Ring, a Democrat from Margate, says is kind of a big deal.
This is a major issue for the state. We're not debating what we oftentimes debate here. This is an issue which ultimately affects every policyholder in the state of Florida.
The Hurricane Catastrophe Fund was created in the early 90s after Hurricane Andrew to make sure insurance companies are willing to work in a state like Florida that has a lot of risk. Now it's a pot of money that's used to help insurance companies pay claims that are filed after a catastrophic event, like a major hurricane. But some say the fund, along with state-backed citizens' property insurance, have gotten too fat. Now they're trying to slim them down. A measure proposed by Senator Ellen Hayes, a Republican from Umatilla, would decrease the amount of money the state would be on the hook to pay, from the current $17 billion to $16 billion. And it would also change the fund's name in order to make things easier when it comes to bonding, which Hayes says in the event of a major storm, the state would have to do.
When we have a $17 billion maximum coverage, we're effectively telling the insurance companies that we will reinsure their risk up to that amount. And we have only about $8.6 billion in CAT fund reserves. And so the difference between that $17 billion and that $8.6 is what we're going to have to borrow.
Florida insurance consumer advocate Robin Westcott says she likes Hayes' plan. Her staff estimates the change would lead to only about a 1% increase in market rates. But Senator Jeremy Ring has a different plan. He's proposing an amendment to take things in a different direction.
This strike-all amendment does almost the exact opposite of what Senator Hayes just explained. First thing it would do is this amendment would take down the level of retention fund from $7.5 billion to $5 billion. And the second thing essentially it'll do is it'll allow the bonding to go out 3 years from 1 year.
Ring says his plan helps to better align risk and rates. He says it lets the state sell more reinsurance at a lower rate. Reinsurance is insurance that's purchased by another insurance company to help manage risk. Ring says he hopes that would lead to a reduction in policy rates, and he says bonding out further could help take care of an increased risk that would go along with the lower retention rates he's proposing. But some opponents say Ring's plan could backfire. Meanwhile, Senator Tom Lee, a Republican from Brandon, says he's not sure lawmakers should be doing much of anything this year.
I think that what we've already done in Citizens that's going to increase insurance rates is enough for this session.
Ring's amendment passed, essentially changing the direction of the measure, and Senator Hayes asked to temporarily postpone the bill. Meanwhile, a bill in the House that's similar to Hayes' proposal is moving forward. Now, if after all of that, you're still having trouble getting yourself pumped about insurance, well, you're not the only one. You've got Senator Dietert for company.
Frankly, I find nothing more boring than insurance. Sorry, entire audience.
For WFSU-FM, I'm Regan McCarthy.